call from Hire My Caregiver.
A new home care form has been generated. Their name is Janice Parks. Press any key to connect with Janice. Press any key to connect the call. A new Pennsylvania.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. This is Mimi. How are you?
All right. How are you?
Good, thank you. I see that you had reached out.
Yeah, I was just curious to see if you were hiring for like a family caregiver, because my roommate just got approved. Actually, well, my girlfriend, she lives with me. She got approved for a caregiver, and I was just trying to see if you guys would hire me as her caregiver.
Yes, of course. We can definitely do that. Do you know if she's on Medicaid?
Yeah, she is. She got approved for everything. It's just that her caseworker wanted me to take an agency so I could start, and then she'll put the paperwork in, because she said she needs an agency for, to send the paperwork to.
Okay, sure. I'm happy to help you with the process. Let me just take down her information, your information.
Mm-hmm.
Just a second.
Her caseworker came from Keystone first. Her name is Alexis, or Alexa.
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
No, she's already been approved, like I said, by Keystone.
Yeah, perfect. That's good.
Yeah.
That makes things
like I said, they're just waiting for, she's in a waiver program?
Yes, with Keystone First?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. So, we do work with Keystone First, so I'll help you out with this.
Yeah, I was just wondering, how much is the pay for that?
So, how much the pay? It really depends on the hours, how many hours she gets approved. Okay. But we can once we know how many hours she gets. Do you know how many hours she gets approved, or not yet?
Well, they're waiting for me to find an agency, and once I tell her caseworker the agency, she's going to send over the paperwork, and then they're going to tell me how many hours she has. They said they have up to 40 available for her.
40 hours?
So, yeah, I mean, they said, they have that available, but it's not approved yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so if it's not overtime, we can give you a good rate. And if it is overtime, mm-hmm. we can also give you a good rate, and we'll pay you the overtime as well for that.
Okay.
Where
are you located, actually?
We are in Philadelphia area. Where are you located?
I'm actually in Brookhaven. See, I was wondering, because the thing is if I have to come in and fill out paperwork, then I would have to go to Philadelphia.
So what we do is usually people don't want to come to the office just because it's easier not to. We try to make things easier for everyone. So what we do mm-hmm. is either we do everything online, through email, mm-hmm. text, we have a few different options. Or if you really want someone in person, we can send you someone from our agency to help you, where you are. They can come down to you.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah, because, like I said, they're not going to give her the hours until I find an agency. What actual agency are you? I just saw it online, so I don't even know what agency.
Yeah, so what we do exactly what you need. We are the home care agency that hires family members or friends to take care of
okay.
their loved ones.
So you're just a general like agency, like I mean, and then you'll refer me to some other agency or
no,
how does that work?
No, actually not. No. So we pay the caregivers, and we work with
okay.
Keystone first. And
right.
let's say once we take down the information, we speak to the care coordinator
mm-hmm.
from Keystone. And she will assign
right.
the case to us, and we would pay
okay.
you to take care of your friends. And
yeah.
And yeah, it's pretty simple, honestly.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm happy to help you out.
Mm-hmm.
The process doesn't take long, especially that she's already with Keystone, so it's, you know, very simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I know nothing about this, but, you know, like, seeing that I already do all this for, you know, a girlfriend that I live with, you know, she said you might as well just get paid for it.
Of course. I mean, if you're already helping her, you might as well, you know?
Yeah, the thing is that, yeah, during the day, I do have another job, which I would like to keep because it's a good job, but the hours I was really looking for, you know, for her were like 3:30 to, whatever, I guess 11:30, 12, or whatever.
So I'll tell you,
shift.
Right, so I'll tell you the truth. You can choose the hours. You can decide
oh, wow.
how many hours and which hours, which day of the week you want to take care of her, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's great. It's good because you're on your own. Like, you can decide with your friend what works for you guys. And
I mean, if she is, you know, granted 40 hours, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Because what she wants me to do, actually, is I do have a second job. But I only work, you know, less than 16 hours a week. It's about 15 and a half. So I want to know that, you know, if I quit that job and I take care of her, that, you know, I'll be making enough money.
Right, of course.
Like,
yeah.
I would like 40 hours if I can get them, but I don't know what she's going to get approved for.
Did
yet.
She already
her,
have the assessment?
What's that?
Did she already have the assessment with Keystone first?
Yeah, she's approved, but it's just a matter of the hours.
Right. So hopefully she'll get approved for a lot of hours, and if she doesn't, then she can always request more.
Right. Well, what her diagnosis is peripheral and diabetic neuropathy. She has a lot of trouble walking, doing, you know, simple things like taking out the trash, even showering, grocery shopping, you know, and the thing was, is they just got her set up with, you know, a button during the day, you know, because she's a fall risk. And she does sleep during the day. So when I come home is when she does everything. She showers and whatever she needs to do because she needs to make sure I'm there so she doesn't fall.
Right. So you have to be there with her to help her.
Yeah. She's already gotten approved. It's just the caseworker, like I said, from Keystone First, her name is Alexis. She told me I need to find an agency first, and then they submit the work. But it's already been approved.
Right. So then you're good. You're standing in the right place, you know?
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't know much about this. And, you know, that's what I was just told, you know, find an agency, and then, you know, we'll decide the hours.
Right. So I'm happy to help. What's your name? I forgot to ask.
My name is Janice, J-A-N-I-C-E, Parks, P-A-R-K-S, and, you know, my girlfriend's name is May, M-A-Y-K-E-F-F-E-R.
M-A-Y?
K-E-F-F-E-R.
Okay. That's her last name?
Yes.
Okay, so first name May, M-A-Y, last name K-E-F-F-E-R.
Yes.
Okay. And do you know her date of birth offhand?
Yes, it's 5/24/68.
24, 6, 8. All right. And what's your
home address? Well, this is both of our addresses because, like I said, we live together.
Yeah.
280 Bridgewater Road, apartment J. And that's in Brookhaven, PA 190015.
Okay. One second. And do you know, did you personally speak to the care coordinator from Keystone yourself?
I was there when, you know, she spoke to her. You know, I caught the tail end of it because she was already there, you know, for a bit. And then I got home and, you know, I was told that, you know, she's been approved through the waiver program. And I just need to find an agency and she can submit the paperwork and then that's when they determine the hours.
Right. Okay. So my question to you is, what could be helpful and faster with a process, mm-hmm. what we usually do is we do like a three-way call with the care coordinator uh-huh. and the patient or the caregiver.
Okay.
And that's how we request the authorization. We speak to them. We give them our provider ID number, all their information they need from us. And that's how we
My girlfriend actually has her phone number, so I would have to wait till I get home to call.
Okay.
You know,
so
like I said, she's already... Okay.
No, go ahead.
No, I mean, so, you know, like, I guess we would have to call her. But what she said, because she came out on Thursday, she said she was going to submit the paperwork Friday. I mean, everything's good to go, she said. She's been approved. It's just that, you know, we're waiting to see the hours, and she said she can't submit the paperwork without me picking an agency.
Right, right, exactly.
I know nothing about this. Yeah.
Right. No, so that's why I'm happy to help you and guide you in the right place. Let me give you my direct phone number, okay?
Yeah.
So you can call me back anytime once you're home or once you're with your friend, and we can do like a conference call with her, a three-way call with the care coordinator and May, and request the authorization.
Okay.
I can speak to the care coordinator as well and let her know. Our provider ID, because they always need like an ID number from the agency, so I have to give it to her. Yeah. So let me know if you want to write down my number.
Yeah, I have a pen with me.
Oh, okay, perfect. So my phone number is 267-551-7442.
Mm-hmm.
And my extension is 142.
Okay. Now, all right, I know you said you guys are like a whole agency, but, I mean, are you like a specific named agency or are you
just
a...
Yes, of course. So our agency's name is Family First.
Family First. I've heard of them.
You did?
I actually work out at... Maris Grove Senior Living Center, and some of your caregivers actually come out there.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That is nice.
So, I mean, I'm kind of familiar with some of these agencies, but, I mean, I don't know anything about being a caregiver. I speak to the caregivers that come through, and I know, you know, names of the agencies, but I didn't know, you know.
Right.
Actually, what I'm trying to do is find one that pays, like, pretty decent money for me to quit my other job.
Of course. Okay, yes. Yeah, so that's, you have the right place.
You don't have any idea, like, offhand, you know, how much I would get paid?
So I'll tell you, I don't want to give you a specific amount right now before we know how many hours she gets approved.
Okay.
Once she gets approved and we hear the hours, I'm happy to give you a set rate, no problem. But, yeah, I'm happy to work with you.
Yeah, do you think it would be more than, like, 15 or 16 an hour? I mean, I'm really kind of looking for, like, 17 at least.
So, it depends how many hours, really. Like, let's say she gets approved for a lot of overtime, like 60 hours and 20 hours of overtime, I can tell you probably not 16, 17, but if it's like...
Yeah, I mean, I'm being really honest with you, looking for about 40 hours.
Right, so that's if it's 40 hours, we can make something work there.
Okay. Like something
maybe,
decent?
Maybe, yeah, decent, definitely. Maybe when we speak to the care coordinator, we can find out how many hours as well. She can tell us, maybe.
Yeah. Well, she said it's up to you guys.
No, I'm not talking about the pay. Yeah. I'm talking about the hours.
Yeah, she said the hours would be up to your agency.
No,
I mean... she's been approved for whatever that, you know, May needs.
Right. I meant to say, like, the official hours. Let's say Keystone is the one that approves the hours.
Oh, okay,
hours.
Keystone. Okay,
yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm also going to send you a text message with my information, just so you have it. What's your phone number?
484-368-6120.
Okay. Do you have another phone number?
That's the only one I have, but I guess you could send it to her phone number.
Okay. What's her phone number?
Her phone number is 215-986-7230, and that's May's phone number.
Oh, okay. 7230?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And do you have another phone number, something 267-436, or that's not your number?
No, that's not mine.
Okay.
I don't know who the number that is.
No worries. It's all good. Okay, sounds good. So let's be in touch. Let me call me back anytime.
Okay, what time are you usually there till? Because I get home from my job, you know, here, I'm at work at like about 3:45.
Okay, you can try to call me then, no problem. The only thing is, let's hope that the care coordinator is still going to be in, because they actually close, like, about 5.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I would definitely call you probably as soon as I got home, about 4:45.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. No problem.
Okay, so what do I need to do now? I need to have May get her coordinator election.
Yes, her phone number. The care coordinator from Keystone, her phone number. So we can call her and let her know which agency you're going with, and we'll do like a 3-way call, and that's for now.
What was your name again? Do I call and ask for you, or?
Yes, so I gave you my direct phone number. That is my personal line, so you can call me directly.
Okay,
and I'm texting it to you right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the sooner, you know, we get this settled, she can get her care.
Yeah, exactly. That is true. The sooner you guys get a hold of the care coordinator, then we have the authorization.
Like I said, she's already been approved, but it was just up to me to find an agency.
Right. Yeah, okay. So I just texted you. Let me know if you got my message.
Okay, let me see. One second. My phone is being slow. Well, somebody's on the blank screen. Hold on, let me see. All right. One second. Sometimes my phone blanks it out. I'm trying to see. All right, hold on. The Wi-Fi here is like horrible today.
Oh, okay.
Wi-Fi, hold on. second. Come on. Let's see. hold on. It's, yep, too many things on here. Uh-huh. So, should be it. One second.
No problem.
Yeah, because the Wi-Fi, like, I'm in a data center room, so sometimes I got to move on.
Right. No, it's okay. If not, I can resend it if you didn't receive it.
Yeah, I'm going to check one second. I got to get a good spot here. Let's see. All right. They're coming up now. Let's see. I'm going to figure this out. That's why, because I have no Wi-Fi connection. So hold on. That's why. Go. I'll work here. I can't even get a connection. All right, here we go. All right. Mimi, that's
yep.
You?
Yep.
Got it.
You got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sounds good. So let's be in touch. And
okay.
We're happy to help.
All right, so, like, the latest I could call you, though, would be what time?
About 5.
5, okay, 5. I just want to make sure. But, yeah, I get on that as soon as I get home today. All right, awesome. You know, it may take a little bit to get hold of our care coordinator, I guess that's what it is.
Yes. Okay,
yeah.
Don't worry about it.
I know it is. I don't know. Yeah.
If not, if you want, you can call me back, and with her phone number, I can try to call her a different time myself. If she doesn't answer.
Yeah.
Because we work with
right.
people first every
I
day.
I know that May has trouble, you know, getting hold of her sometimes. Like, I don't know if she'll call right back, but.
Right.
Yeah, either way, when I get on today, I will have, you know, May phone the number, and we'll give you a call. I appreciate
May.
All your help.
Yeah, okay, perfect.
One more question, though.
Sure.
Do I have to actually submit, like, an application or something?
So what I'm going to do is, as well, I'm going to have my intake team give you a call, and they will help
mm-hmm.
you with the application, because you do have to fill out an
application. Yeah, because I have to, isn't there something I have to go get my, like, state issue ID, SSI card, and like,
So then I'm going to have the intake team call you soon. You tell me when is a good time for you, and I'll have them call you.
Yeah, because I have to go get my TB test result. I had it done at Marist Grove where I work, so I would have to, I guess, email that stuff over.
Yes, perfect. Okay, yeah.
And
so let me have the coordinators from our agency call you soon and help you with the process.
I think I also need to get a physical as well.
Yes, also.
Okay.
But I'll have her guide you.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So let's be in touch soon, and I'm happy to help.
All right. I appreciate you coming and
help. Of course, it's my pleasure. Amazing. We'll be in touch then.
All right. You have a great day.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.